Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Saints Jets tonight at 6:30. Our Oakland Heart Rolex time is 2 hours and 23 minutes before kickoff right here on WWL and the Saints Radio Network. Steve Court, Seth Dunlap with you. We'll get you set for that. Bobby Hebert and Christian Gehrig join us in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk about the biggest things to watch tonight and, of course, your Houdat chance before we hand it off to countdown to kickoff at the bottom of the hour. But sometimes, no matter what sport you're covering, things are too big not to talk about. And we're watching the Little League World Series right now. The New Orleans East Bank All-Stars, when we went to news, it was tied scoreless. We've come back, and they're up 3-0 after three runs have scored in the top of the fifth inning, and Louisiana, in the United States Championship game, leads Hawaii 3-0, and they are six outs away from possibly playing for a world championship. This is special stuff, Steve.
Well, right now, Louisiana is shelling them.
Yeah.
I mean, they are getting... They figured out the pitching riddle. There's no question. So good luck to them because they're cracking it.
Yeah, it was Jeffrey Curtis, who I believe is JT Curtis's grandson, who led off with a double and then scored. And you told me some trivia I didn't know. JT was a walk-on at Arkansas. Is that right?
He was. He was before me. But nonetheless, he told me that. I didn't even know that. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I wonder if he's up there or not today. But anyways, yeah, Louisiana East Bank All-Stars 3-0 against Hawaii. I mean, this is incredible stuff. This is one of those sports moments, sports games that, as Christian Gehrig comes into studio with his fingers to the sky, that you will legitimately be, Christian, you can comment on this too. This is one of the things people will be talking about this if this holds, and that even if they get to the World Championship, we'll be talking about this in 50 years in the city. I mean, this is that special.
It's never happened. So, I mean, I'm kind of emotional about it just because it's Louisiana and these kids are seemingly unflappable, you know, in so many ways. And man, just watching them play is tremendous. And
it's not too big for them, is it?
I mean, no,
it doesn't look like they're nervous. It doesn't look they're just sort of just out there stroking the ball, no question.
There's nothing that bothers them. No. They just go out there, matter of fact, and conduct their business, and they have some timely hits. They play good, solid baseball. Look, Hawaii's good, too. I mean, watching these two teams play today, I mean, at that level, at 12 years old, seeing these kids do some of these things, it's pretty amazing.
What a stroke there. A two-run double to give Louisiana that 3-0 lead. Still
Marshall
just one
Luke.
Out. Marshall Luke, that's who that was? Yeah, Marshall Luke. So drove in those two runs. So 3-0, still just one out. Runners at second and third in the top of the fifth inning. And Hawaii actually beat Louisiana earlier in the tournament, was their only loss. The winner of this one plays Curaçao in the championship game tomorrow afternoon. The loser will play in the third place game. Guys, as we get back to Saints football, and we'll of course keep you updated on this, as they're in a pitching change right now. What are your biggest things to watch today, game three of the Saints? This is the dress rehearsal. Court, we'll start with you. What are you watching? Biggest things you're watching?
Continuity.
They just scored again.
Trying to figure out if they're going to be offensively what they have been in the past. And so at this juncture, look, I know we got one more game left in the preseason before we start, but I certainly would like to take the field on Monday night against Houston, knowing that our first, you know, group of guys went out there and in that first half or however long Drew plays, that we sort of look like the Saints offense that we have grown accustomed to. That's important to me, which is surgical perfection, the best you can get it, you know, and not a bunch of sloppy play. I don't want to see any pre-snap stuff. I don't want to see any of that because I want that stuff to be ironed out.
Seth, when the Saints are rolling offensively, it's tempo. I mean, they're operating with great tempo. And, you know, Zach said it the other day, Drew Brees is going to play this game, obviously, but when he steps in the huddle, he just has a way of making everybody else around him that much more intense because his intensity. And he kind of sets the tone. So I want to see that tonight. I think you will see that tonight. I want to see the defense try to get a stop or two on, you know, three and outs. Get off the field quickly. I just want to see him be crisp. I'm not really worried about the outcome. I'm worried more about just how they execute overall, and they just tacked on another one.
Another one. Yeah, 5-0 now, still one out. Is that back-to-back wild pitches it looks like? So, yeah, Louisiana six outs away.
Look at Scott Frazier.
Coach Frazier going nuts over there on the third baseline.
Would this be? I'm sorry, but this,
no, please
this,
talk
this
about.
This has got to be a
absolutely.
Bucket list thing for you. Would it be for you? I would love.
Yeah.
I'd love to take this in person.
No, yeah, we were talking about that before, and I want Jeffrey Curtis. That's J, I want to, and that's JT's grandson, correct?
It may be.
I believe it is. So he was the go ahead run a little bit ago. We were wondering JT's got football practice. I wonder if he's up there or not.
Stan Wiltz, the shortstop for Louisiana. His father's an NFL agent.
Oh, yeah?
New Orleans, yeah, he does NFL, he does MLB. His dad, Stan, is a big baseball guy. I think he played pro baseball in the big leagues for a couple of seasons. I think that's true. I don't think I'm erring there, but yeah, this is so cool.
No, it is. And I was talking with Steve, you during the break, saying, we get jaded. I get jaded. I'll just talk for me, speak for me. When you cover professional sports and the money and the egos and the coach and the business of it, and even the college sports, this is kind of pure. And that's why I love it. I got a big smile on my face right now.
Awesome. About it. Goosebumps, man. And that guy right there, Scott Frazier, can flat out coach. I mean,
you coached against him.
I've seen him coach before. I don't know that I've coached necessarily against him, but I've been in tournaments where he's been involved in, and he just knows baseball, knows it through and through. I was looking at this team and the team that I used to coach a long time ago, the travel team, and man, we had a good team, but I don't think we had the pitching that team has that they can roll out there. This is just fun, man, and well coached Little League baseball, and it represents this state, and potentially could be representing this country tomorrow in the championship game.
Look, I can tell you, as far as being a father, there's nothing more fun than watching your kids play sports. I mean, that is an absolute kick. And I always, believe it or not, sort of sat in the background because I didn't want to be that guy that was screaming and going crazy and nuts and all this kind of crazy stuff that I see happen from time to time, especially in baseball for some reason. I see these people that just really act out, and it's deplorable. Yeah. And it just sort of wrecks the whole thing, And football is sort of the same way. But I really sort of sat in the background. I would help him, during practices and things like that. But I really didn't want to be,
You didn't want to be that dad.
I didn't want to be that dad. Because I've seen it before, and I said, I will not be that guy.
And I remember growing up, and my buddies, especially, it was worse for us, where I'm on the basketball court. Basketball was so bad up there. I had some buddies of mine whose parents, and look, I loved all those parents. I really mean that. I'm just saying that. I loved all those parents. They're probably not listening, but boy, were they rowdy. And you could see the kids kind of cringe and go, oh, dad,
oh, yeah.
Mom, that's, come on.
That was always my deal, too. I didn't want to be that dad that my kid was going, come on, dad, really? I mean, seriously.
Right.
My middle one plays travel baseball, and I don't say a word. I really don't. I just sit back and watch. If he wants to talk to me after the game, we'll talk. But I don't coach him. I don't do any of that. I just sit back and watch. Literally, I don't say a peep. I just don't want to be that guy.
Hawaii finally out of that inning, but they surrender 5 runs to the East Bank All-Stars. So we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. Remember, only 6 innings in Little League Baseball. Bottom of the 5th inning, 6 outs for Hawaii to try to get back in this, and 6 outs until possibly the East Bank All-Stars will play for a world championship tomorrow against Curacao. Yeah, it's crazy to say that.
Curacao.
World
Isn't that
championship.
That blue liquor?
Yes. Yeah, it's come from there. That's where it's from. Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
there
same
you
thing.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
That's
how most people know, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think Timmy Zimmer was in here yesterday. He was cutting sports reports.
Yeah.
And he walks into the studio during a break and he goes, I've only ever had this liquor. Is it Curacao? And I was like, yeah, it's also a country. I love Timmy. Timmy's the best. Let's go to the phone lines, guys. Lavelle in New Orleans. Welcome into the show.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Tell me what's up.
Not a whole lot. I have a question about the wide receivers. I have a question about the wide receivers. I know everybody's high on or hoping Timmy Cobb turned out to be a good guy, a good player. Cyril Grayson, Austin Carr. It's talking about all these guys, but the guy I'm kind of curious about who's not getting a lot of conversation is little Jordan Humphrey. I mean, this kid has been playing good.
You know what? Lavelle, I can tell you the same thing. Every time I've seen him, when they throw the football to him, every time, he's a big guy, big physical dude. He catches the football. It's soft hands, big soft hands, strong hands. And then he must be really physical because he just absolutely breaks tackle after tackle after tackle. And he makes plays. And I'm always surprised that they don't have him more involved. And I don't understand why. And again, Christian, maybe you know more about that than I do, but every time I've seen that guy, It's every time they throw him the football, something good happens. Every time.
Yeah, go back to the days at Texas. That's how he played physical. He initiated contact. But here's the thing, Steve and Seth, is what we've seen. Seth's been out there. In practice, he's almost an afterthought. We don't see him show up at all. And then in the game, he'll get one or two catches. So it's a little strange to me. Now, I think that he has a hard time separating because he doesn't have a whole lot of speed. But because of his physicality, he can work his way open at times. Zone coverages, he's very good in. When he gets man-to-man, he's going to struggle. That's why ultimately I don't think he's going
to
make this team.
Well, look, to me, he's big enough. He's almost like a hybrid wide receiver slash tight end type of a player. And every time you throw him the football, I know one thing. He catches it. You can't get it away from him. And then he gets a lot of yak.
Bobby Aber just walked into the studio. Bobby, how pumped are you for this East Bank All-Stars team right now? They're up 5-0 going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Pretty special stuff, dude.
Now, looks like they're in pretty good shape right now, but if they win, who are they playing?
Curacao.
Okay. You know, people butcher that.
Yeah, it's like the pig at the end. That's how you say sow, so Curacao.
Yeah, Curacao. Yep. People say like not Curico or nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's the blue liquor, right?
Right. If you're living in New Orleans, sometimes you know you have a lot of liquor in the city.
The reason why I'm familiar with this country they would play, because I made the scuba diving. What are the ABC islands?
Is that Curacao
one
part of
the
that?
Sea. Okay, Curacao's right. The sea. What's the A?
So A,
the A is famous.
A with Aruba.
Aruba.
Okay.
Good job.
B would be
Bonaire.
Bonaire.
I was going to say Barbados. Okay, I was going to say Barbados.
Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao.
Okay. Bonaire.
You know why they all into baseball? Because it's islands right off Venezuela.
Oh, there you go. Great.
Southern Caribbean.
Pitching traditions in Venezuela. A lot of Major League Baseball pitchers in that country.
That's a former Dutch colony, but they're on their own. But they love baseball.
Mark Menard.
Former richest country in the world. Before they went communist.
Mark Menard is behind the glass. You said he got a little tidbit for us, Mark?
Yeah, so we're heading into the final two innings here. They just put up a stat on the screen. Louisiana has allowed just one run in their last 22 innings of baseball.
Wow.
So the odds are not in favor of Hawaii here heading forward.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll hope.
No more stats, because it's going to jinx stuff. Like, no more stats. I don't want to hear no more stats.
All right, we'll go to break. When we come back, like we do to end every show, this is your time. We're ending with our Hootat chants. We want the best, the loudest, the craziest, the most inventive Hootat chants, and we got the big crew in here to judge you. Bobby Aber, of course, Steve Court, Christian Garrick. I don't do any judging. I just MC this competition. So had some good ones last week. We want to hear better ones. 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Give us your best, most inventive Hootats. We want to hear you right now on the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. Two outs, one on for Hawaii as we also watch the Little League World Series United States Championship. And if you're just joining us, you're going, what? Why are they watching that? Well, the East Bank All-Stars in New Orleans, they are playing for that championship. If they win that, they will play for a world championship tomorrow against Curacao, who defeated Japan earlier today 5-4. We'll keep you updated there. And guys, you ready to do some judging of our favorite fans here on Fans First Take?
You know what? I bet none of those kids out there are whining about their batting helmet.
Sean and Antonio Brown, you listening?
Right. Yeah,
listening here. Okay, we do this every show. Mark, can you give me some long NFL Films music or Hootat music, whatever you got? Here we go. There we go, a little Choppa style. All right, we're gonna have this panel of Hootat judges in front of us: Steve Court, Bobby Aber, Christian Garrick. Scale of on a 1 to 10, I guess. We'll start it off. Best Hootat chance. Grant, you're up. What you got?
That was a raspy one.
If you know Grant, he's always in the Silver Slipper. His voice is raspy.
All right.
Well, that's pretty good, though. He had a lot of effort. He had a lot of effort. I'm going to give him about a 90.
Yeah, I give him 9 because he didn't just say Hootat.
Yeah, no.
You know, he really...
I was going eight, nine.
All right. So we got like a B+ average here. Okay. All right. Strong start. Strong start, Grant. 504-260-1870. You can hop on in. Reverend Charles. You're up, Reverend Charles. What you got?
Good evening, fellas. Good evening. They think they can, but they know they can't. We ain't know who that makes. Say, go say, bring it, baby.
Well, you know, that's pretty original.
Well, he was preaching, and he was doing, a good job of it.
I was kind
of
like that. I'm going to give him about a 93.
I'm going to give him a 10.
You're giving him a 10 because he was preaching?
There ain't no such thing as a 10.
It's my grade.
It is your grade. This is true.
That, Irresponsible.
If he'd have brought the hoot at a little more, I'd have given him a 9, but I'm going to go with an 8.
Okay.
There you go.
That'd be, yeah,
that'd be I really just wanted to say 10.
All right. There we go.
Try to do your deuce impression.
Yeah.
I love it. Next up here.
You got to win.
Brian. What you got, Brian?
X-Wings are much better fighters than Jets. Who that? Say they're going to beat them. Beat them, Saints.
Wow. To the Star Wars theme. I mean, okay, I got to judge this one. I got to give him 100 on that one.
Well, you guys are into all that Star Wars stuff. I'm not into that, okay? But I'm going to give him, it was original. So
yeah, he definitely sound like a thespian.
I'm going to give him about an 94 on that.
I'm with my fellow Star Wars nerd, Seth and Brian. Yeah. Also, he's a Marine, so he gets a 10.
See, just call in, Brian.
Chris will
give you 10. Chris will give you 10. Just call in. He'll give you 10.
I want Chris to do his best Ewok impression.
You can dial in a wrong number. Chris is going to give you a 10.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to do the Chewy. We have that somewhere. We can.
No, we'll I want to hear Chris do Ewok.
Can you do an Ewok?
Yes, he can. Look at him.
He's an Ewok.
Compare me to the Ewok.
Next up, Uptown Eddie. Uptown Eddie, what you got?
All right, guys, y'all want a good hoot-at chance?
Yeah,
we're ready.
I don't want to do that. I want to talk about Marcus Davenport.
Oh, get out.
Who's that? Who's that? What's his name?
I lost.
Uptown Eddie.
Uptown Eddie. Mm-hmm. Uptown Eddie. Got dumped. Dump button, okay. Uptown Eddie. All right. Final one probably here. Kinley on line 2. Kinley, what you got?
Hi.
Hey. I love it.
I'm giving him a 99. That's the best you can get in my book, Kinley.
Yeah, 11.
11 out of 10.
Yes, I can.
No, you
can't.
You can't. No, you can't.
Christian's making up stuff again.
All right, now here comes the real judge. A little harsher judging scale here.
No, I would say because the participation, that counts for a lot. A young member to Who Dat Nation because it's a 10.
All right, I'm with you. 10 out of 10.
Always welcome our young members.
That's right. Kinley, great job. Thanks to everybody who was part of the show today. We'll be back next Thursday.
So I'm the bad
Thursday.
Guy with a 99, huh? Fine. All right.
Steve, another great show. Appreciate it, buddy.
Always.
Stick around. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, they will be back in just minutes for Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Bud Light. It's Saints and the Jets.
The
preseason game number 3. Coming up tonight at 6:30 on WWL. Fans First Take, show 3 out of 23 in the books.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, getting you set for Saints and Jets today, preseason game number 3. You will see quarterback Drew Brees on the field up there at MetLife Stadium. Update at the Little League World Series. Team Louisiana on top of Hawaii 5-0 in the top of the 6th inning, headed towards a possible U.S. National Championship and hopefully a World Championship. Bobby, we'll get to that in a few moments, but Saints tonight, what do you want to see out of them in particular facing the Jets with the starters going?
Well, when the beginning of the game, I kind of said this during the week, can we set the tone? And I'm not saying you have to dominate, but look, we came back with Taysom Hill. We're down 17-3 to the Chargers, but win the first half. I think especially win the first quarter, and if you can have it where you win the first half, in theory, the team wants to go 9, 10, 11, 12 play drive and score, and then Drew Brees maybe can put back on his baseball cap and just watch the rest of the game. But you look on New Orleans Saints at 1-1, and the New York Jets, who are also 1-1, will face off in Week 3 of the NFL preseason tonight at MetLife Stadium. The kickoff will be around 6:30 Central Time, so just around the corner. You look at the Saints and the Jets have met in 8 previous exhibition contests with the clubs all even at 4-4 record. But New Orleans is a slight edge in the regular season series, up 7-6. So bottom line is the series has basically been a 500 affair. Also, this will be the first time since 2004 that the Saints played the Jets in the preseason. They are riding a 3-game winning streak in exhibition against New York. The last time New Orleans lost to the Jets in preseason, you have to go back to 2000. So a couple of decades, basically. In the Saints' 51 years of history, they have posted 14 shutouts in the regular season, and 2 of those have come against the Jets. So we played pretty stout defense against the Jets when you look at history. The New York Jets, Jets, have, Rich, I look at it, have had three straight dismal seasons, to say the least. You know, they don't accept that in the Big Apple. Going 5-11, 5-11, and 4-12. And they have missed the playoffs 8 years in a row. We so spoiled now, the Houdat Nation would not put up with that if that would occur in the future. So hopefully that's not the case. But they went out and spent big bucks in free agency on two big-ticket free agents in running back Le'Veon Bell and inside linebacker C.J. Mosley, who is the top-paid inside linebacker now in the National Football League. I still think at best they are a 500 team, even with all those additions. I think they're 8-8 or maybe a 9-7 type team this season for 2019. And like the Saints, they have a brutal early schedule that includes the Browns, the upcoming Browns, the Eagles, Dallas, and the Patriots twice in the first six games. So they're going to be tested early like the Saints can, and to get off to a great start, or a good start, I should say. Coach Payton said the team's approach with quarterback Drew Brees and the preseason has changed a little bit over the years, with the quarterback only played in the third exhibition contest the past two seasons. Brees took 27 snaps against the Houston Texans in 2017 and 17 snaps against the L.A. Chargers last season. So I think you're going to see, if I had to guess right now, high teens, low 20s coming with Drew at the helm. Drew said, I like reps. I like reps during practice. I like reps in games especially. I understand the balance of what we're trying to accomplish in the preseason. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is being as healthy and prepared as you can for week one of the regular season. Christian, it will be interesting to see what type of game plan Jets defensive coordinator Greg Williams implements tonight. He knows Brees and the Saints well from his time as New Orleans defensive coordinator from 2009 to 2011. And if you look at just last week, lately, Greg Williams unleashes aggressive defense against the Atlanta Falcons. Chris, that was the second preseason game, to a total of 5 sacks and 14 quarterback hits. 14 quarterback hits in one game. That is a lot. So you can see they definitely were working on their blitz package against the Falcons. I just don't think we'll see it that much, considering they wanted to show that, but save it more for the regular season. But like Drew said, you got to be ready for everything. That's Greg's aggressive style. I like that aggressive style. So, you know, this is how Drew describes it. Great preparation for us going against a team like the Jets defensively, for we could possibly face that throughout the year. So when you think about it, Christian, that if you look at it, you don't want to necessarily be a vanilla, because you might be witnessing things that it might be week 7 or week 10. Some style of defense or approach that Greg's going to take, because he wants to be aggressive, that's going to help the Saints throughout the year tonight.
More here on the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff, top of the sixth inning. Little League World Series, Team Louisiana up 5-0 over Hawaii, bases loaded with one out. The Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.